Edgar Prado, the Hall of Famer, who is a three-time Florida Derby winner, is going to join me here in just a moment. As a matter of fact, we have him on the line now, so we won't make him wait. One of the classiest guys that you're going to find in the sport of thoroughbred racing, and now tied with fellow Hall of Famer Angel Cordero Jr. for eighth on the all-time wins list among jockeys. Edgar, good morning, my friend. Edgar, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Thanks for taking some time here this morning, bud. Look, it was funny. I reached out to you after you won that race on Wednesday at Gulfstream, and I said, hey, congrats on the milestone. Would you be willing to join me on the show this week to talk about it? And you sent back a tweet or a copy of a tweet that said, hey, yeah, it looked like I won it, but then Equibase found something in their records that said, no, I'm still one behind Angel. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I was actually surprised to see that, you know, somebody find out, Equibase find out, and they send it to a friend of mine, and a friend of mine sent me that information. So good thing I didn't quit as a race.
Yeah, it actually moved you back to 7,056, so officially one behind. And it was weird when you
I'm going to read because I won Friday, the last race on Friday. Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah, so now you're officially tied, but it was funny because you tied, they took it away from you, and now you're tied again, which is wonderful.
Yes.
What's that mean, Edgar, to equal a guy like Angel Cordero, eighth all time?
Well, like I said before, it's an honor to tie a legend like Cordero. He's been respected for so many of his peers, and he's been a great for the sport for many years. Tie with him, you know, and it's a very, very good honor to be.
Edgar, you kind of got off to a fast start when you burst onto the scene and you were winning races left and right, and you knew that Edgar Prado could really ride. And then here you are in this position today. But did you ever imagine that you'd be sitting here in 2020, eighth all-time in number of wins?
Well, I know you have to dream big to achieve something big. So I always wanted to accomplish something better than the day before. So I was working hard to do that, either winning in Doral, New York, or Florida. I tried to accomplish something. You know, I first tried to accomplish my first 500 winners, then okay, went to shoot for 1,000, then shoot for 2,000, and so on and so forth. And when at the moment, it was impossible to reach 7,000, I just continued to work hard and keep riding and keep winning. When I reached 7,000, I said, well, why not 7,057, you know, trying to reach Cordero. And so important, now we just keep moving. Hopefully, after all ordeal with the coronavirus, we can come back to normal and start racing again.
Yeah, you're now 52 years old, Edgar, one of the senior members of the jockey colony. What still motivates Edgar Prado?
I don't think it's it's a word that can describe the feeling of winning. Being top of the horse and you and your horse against everybody and everybody against you. The thrill to win, the competition, you know, the moment that you go through, the reaction. I think it's not a word that can describe that feeling. I think you have to do it to know how great it is. You know, I've been doing that for so many years, and I feel like I still have been treated when I won my first race.
Yeah, you know, so many great athletes, yourself included, Edgar, in every sport, they hate to lose. They have this will to win that oftentimes even overcomes any kind of a talent deficiency. You have talent, and you have the will to win. Is your will to win still as strong today as it's ever been?
I think if you will to win is greater, defeat will never reach you. I think you just keep continuing to work hard and try to be professionals. And, you know, don't sleep on your laurels. I mean, whatever you do yesterday is done and trying to accomplish something better tomorrow.
Do Do you find, Edgar, that there are times in certain races that all of that experience that you've garnered over the years actually helps you to win a race? Is there something to be said for that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know? And sometimes I break slow and instead of rush the horse, I take my time, save some ground. Yes, see how the race develop in front of me, trying to save some ground and trying to make the right move. You know, I just trying to don't make another mistake that already happened because it already broke slow. So I think that's because of the experience, you know, been riding for so many years. And just put them in practice when you ride. And so many other things, you know, how try to relax the horse, how to try to take ground, and how you feel in the horse in the post-parade, you know, if the horse needs an extra warm-up or you need to stay nice and quiet. So all those you learn with the experience with riding, you know. So can you put them in practice and hopefully you make the right decision when you ride.
How much longer are we going to see Edgar Prado in the saddle?
Well, we don't know yet because I stopped riding Friday and today and tomorrow until things get better outside. I'm just going to stay with my family and hopefully this thing goes away sooner than later and you see me again in the track. So I'm feeling great. I mean, I'm trying to stay healthy. I'm trying to stay in good shape and ready for the opportunity that comes. I think if, the longest I have a good chance to ride good horses and keep winning, I stay around for a little bit longer.
Well, you're 8 wins behind Perry Utz, who's next on the list is at number 7. So there's something to keep in mind if you're looking for a little extra motivation, but it doesn't sound like you need it.
No, definitely. No, we're going after him, and hopefully momentum keep going, and we go from there.
Talking with Hall of Famer Edgar Prado here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Edgar, when you think back on all those wins, what are some of the moments that immediately come to mind for you, moments in your career that you're just never going to forget?
Well, definitely my first win in Peru. You know, I was riding, I was looking for my first win, trying to get a sensation, get a feeling, how it feels to win a race. And when I win the race, oh, my God, this is the end of the world. And I was so excited, and I was so happy, you know, and the winners keep on coming. And then I moved to the United States, and definitely my first win in the United States was great, too, because I was looking for a new beginning and a new place. I was so excited, so happy that I got my first win in the United States. And more winners keep coming up. You know, I was very happy and so blessed that God gave me this beautiful gift to ride horses. But when I went to Kentucky Derby, you know, it was indescribable. I mean, it was no words that could I say how great I feel, how happy. And it was a bit accomplished in delivering that win for my family, for my friends, the people that I left behind in Peru, and they're watching me winning that kind of race.
He's as good as it gets. He's Hall of Famer Edgar Prado here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Edgar, listen, stay safe, stay healthy, and as always, you're always a class act and always very gracious with your time. So I appreciate it, my friend, and congratulations on that milestone. Let's go get up to number 7 next.
John, thank you so much.